Did the Trump administration violate longstanding protocols by asking the FBI to publicly deny claims that the Trump campaign communicated with Russian intelligence officials during the election? Can you keep all that straight? That's a question being asked today. And joining us for more details is NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, let's start with what exactly is happening here. What is the Trump administration saying happened?
Yeah, so this is a little bit complicated, but I think we can walk through this. The Trump administration is admitting that, yes, it did talk to the FBI, and that specifically Chief of Staff Reince Priebus asked top FBI officials, including the director, James Comey, and the deputy director, Andrew McCabe, for help in knocking down a story in the New York Times that the Trump administration was in contact – I'm sorry, that the Trump campaign was in contact with Russian intelligence officials. And both FBI men told Priebus, well, the story is not true. BS, according to a senior administration official who talked to reporters this morning. So according to this official, Priebus said, well, then what can we do about it? And, you know, asking, can you help me out? And McCabe and later Comey both said, well, you know, we can't do anything about this. We don't want to get in the middle of this and this controversy.
And what is the FBI saying about what happened?
Well, we reached out to them, and they're not commenting publicly.
Why is contact like this between the White House and the FBI, or the campaign – well, the White House and the FBI in this case – considered inappropriate?
Well, so in 2009, then Attorney General Eric Holder wrote a memo saying that the Justice Department, including the FBI, isn't supposed to advise the White House on investigations, only when it's important for the performance of the president's duties and appropriate from a law enforcement perspective, according to that memo. So Democrats are pointing to this memo and saying, well, then what Priebus did was improper. The top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, John Conyers, said that the White House is simply not permitted to pressure the FBI.
And meanwhile, the president took to Twitter this morning to speak out against the FBI, saying they needed to work harder to find the leakers.
Yeah. So you have the president, and, you know, he also spoke at this CPAC conference this morning and attacked the use of anonymous, unnamed sources by reporters. The irony, of course, is that what we learned today about this came from anonymous, unnamed White House officials. And so are some of these leaks. And so it's, you know, it's hard to know exactly how it's affecting the FBI, but it's just the latest Trump broadside against intelligence agencies. And now the FBI, it can't be helpful to morale. And remember, the Justice Department's Inspector General is conducting an investigation into the Bureau's conduct during the Clinton and Trump campaign. So they're kind of getting this from both sides.
Brian Naylor, NPR Washington desk correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you.